now, James Gravel.
You probably don't consider yourself to have any enemies, do you? Most people don't. They may admit that certain people don't like them, but they wouldn't consider such folks as enemies. Would it surprise you to learn, however, that I know the name of your worst enemy? Well, I do. He is the most horrible enemy you can imagine. He lies to you. He lies about you. And he will do anything he can to hurt you. He is hateful, and he can never be trusted to do anything good for you. In fact, he is pure evil. What is your enemy's name? Well, you guessed it. It's Satan. You probably know him best as the devil. Interestingly, the word Satan comes from a Greek word meaning enemy. Devil comes from a Greek word meaning traitor. The Bible makes it clear that Satan is real and, in fact, refers to him as the tempter, Matthew 4, verse 3. The prince of demons, Matthew 12, verse 24. And the father of lies, John 8, verse 44. Those names alone should tell you how treacherous and how evil Satan really is. In Ephesians 6, verse 12, the Apostle Paul said, "Our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual host of wickedness." Not surprisingly, one verse earlier, Paul urged us to beware the wiles of the devil. Why must we beware? Paul answered this question in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, when he wrote, "Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." Using his devices like lies and temptations, Satan wants us to sin. The Bible informs us that sin is lawlessness, 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. Sin is the act of breaking God's law. It separates us from God, Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2, and can cause us to endure what Jesus called the judgment of hell, Matthew 23, verse 33. That is why James chapter 4, verse 7 instructs us to resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Would you rather spend your eternity in heaven or in hell? Well, Jesus died to save you from your sins. If you believe that Jesus is God's Son, John 3:16, will confess Him as such, Romans 10, verse 10, will repent of your past sins, Acts 2, verse 38, and then be baptized in water for the forgiveness of those sins, Acts 22:16, an eternal home in heaven can be yours.